fossil bones. They're reminders of the gospel.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of Answers in Genesis, publishers of the new book for public school students called Evolution Exposed. Well, Ken, how do fossil bones relate to the gospel message?
Well, first of all, observe a fossil bone. It's dead. Well, that's obvious. But as Christians, we should be reminded of the scripture verse that teaches us the wages of sin is death. Thus, death is a reminder of sin, our rebellion in Adam. Secondly, we know that to form a fossil, it takes a catastrophic event. The animal must be buried quickly to be preserved. Now, the Bible tells us of the event of Noah's flood, a judgment on man's wickedness. As a result of the flood, billions of animals were buried and eventually fossilized. And third, as we think about the flood, we should also be reminded that God provided an ark of salvation for Noah and his family. And this is a picture of Jesus, the Son of God, who's our ark of salvation. Because of sin, we're separated from God. But Jesus Christ came to earth as a man to die and pay the penalty of sin. Just as Noah had to go through a doorway to be saved, so we must go through a doorway to be saved. And Jesus Christ is that door.
Are you aware that animals, like dinosaurs, could not have been dying out millions of years before Adam? For more information, request Ken Ham's booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? It's also a great witnessing tool. You can get your copy by going to our website, answersradio.com.